Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy September. This weather certainly feels like autumn. I'm Tony Tucker, here to preview this week's features on our website and online magazine, Berkshire Style. Henry Hudson was probably the first day tripper in the Hudson River Valley, but sadly, there was not much to see along the shoreline but trees. Henry ended up with the river being named after him, but as a tourist, he must have been disappointed. There were no cozy bistros, no stores featuring handcrafted goods, no galleries exhibiting local art. And worst of all, there was no Northwest Passage to Asia. So Henry went home. We invite you to rediscover the Hudson Valley. In hope you're staying safe and happy, we've some entertainment suggestions for you. Kate McGuire, The Vision and Reality of Making Theater in the Berkshires. The artistic director and CEO of Berkshire Theater Group will address BTG's pioneering past and creative future. From challenges to victories, she will speak on the theater company's breakthrough model for continuing theater during the COVID crisis, as well as the challenges she faced as a female impresario. Light refreshments to follow the talk at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. Create a butterfly garden, fluttering friends. Attracting butterflies to your yard with native plants is a rewarding way to support local wildlife, increase the ecological value of your property, and connect with the natural world. Led by a former professor of horticultural science, you'll learn how to design a butterfly garden and discover plants that provide nectar for adult butterflies and foliage for their caterpillars at the Berkshire Botanical Garden in Stockbridge. Here comes the sun, spectacular solar. Acclaimed author, educator, and environmentalist Bill McKibben will discuss the climate crisis and his new book, Here Comes the Sun, A Last Chance for the Climate and a Fresh Chance for Civilization. The book is a call to harness solar power and rewrite our scientific, economic, and political future. It traces the arrival of plentiful, inexpensive solar energy, which, if it accelerates, gives us a chance not just to limit climate change's damage, but to reorder the world on saner and more humane grounds. At the New Marlboro Meeting House in New Marlboro. Notes to the Motherland. An immigrant story of intrigue. Do you know the stories of how your ancestors came to America? What about the ones left behind? Notes to the Motherland is a spellbinding psychological thriller that unearths the hidden experiences of a family during World War II, turning one son's search for his immigrant past into a gripping theatrical journey. This transformative performance brings the audience center stage into a powerful exploration of identity, history, and secrets at the Mariall Center in New Milford. Savor Litchfield Local Delights. Enjoy an unforgettable afternoon of flavor as Chef John Bordeaux brings together 20 of the area's top culinary talents, each preparing signature bites for guests to enjoy. Expect craft cocktails from Litchfield Distillery and South Farms, upscale pop-up shops, live music by the Dirk Quinn Band, a full cash bar, and fun for the whole family with a dedicated kids zone at South Farms in Morris, Connecticut. Our favorite thing, Woodbury Chamber of Commerce, will bring back its popular fall festival, a fun day of family activities at Hollow Park on Sunday, September 14th. Admission is free for this event, which will feature 10 food trucks and 2 food booths, as well as a beer garden. Restaurant Spotlight. This week we feature Fern in Lakeville, along with signature pastas. The Garganelli has become a fan favorite. This pasta is served with wild-caught shrimp. The shrimp is sautéed with mushrooms and leeks in a truffle butter. Berkshire Kitchen, mushroom and sausage pot pie. Leon suggests you mushroom hunt in the market. There you can find a variety of mushroom grown commercially. This recipe calls for common baby Bella or crimini, two names for the same mushroom. Out on a limb, DNA, maps of history. When Catherine was 17, she went to Ireland for the first time. Back then, her hair was dark brown and her skin was fair. "You're Irish," proclaimed one new acquaintance. "Not really," she replied. That last Irishman in our family was born in 1715. To the best of her knowledge, the Irish were only a twig on a tree, predominated by branches from Western Europe. Imagine her surprise when she took a DNA test. It shows the expected 45% Western European, but also a whopping 25% Irish. Catherine reflects on her family history. Inner elegance, pay attention. We've become increasingly distracted as you invest more and more in a virtual life. Our environment is often described as one of peak distraction and is now a global phenomenon. Americans, for example, check their phones frequently, with some estimates exceeding 200 times per day. We have a choice: to accept the world at face value by skimming the surface, or to pay attention and participate in what truly matters. History Lens, Weatherstone. At the south end of Sharon's Main Street stands a venerable building, deeply entrenched in the history of the colonial era town. Built between 1765 and 1777 by Simeon Smith, this large stone house was the home of the extended Smith family until 1915. We have the original photo and the history of this handsome home. Our site is up, live and lively, on your phone, computer, or tablet. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Wishing you a wonderful week, I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.